Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And the 3-2. Drill deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single-season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the judge.
Welcome on in. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawkster with you. On a Thursday, a big show lined up for you. We have three great guests. Joe Osborne from Vegas Insider will join us in about 40 minutes. Kenny Ducey, NBC Sports Edge, Action Network on baseball as we come down the stretch of the season with one race still up for grabs. Actually, two races still up for grabs. And the postseason about a week away. And we'll get to, of course, a lot of football. Sam Paniadovich is going to join us, betting analyst for Nesson and Fox Sports and the host of Chicken Dinner. He'll join us in the 11 a.m. Eastern hour as well. So three great guests. We got a Thursday night football game to break down. Aaron, though, we start with a little baseball. We kind of foreshadowed it yesterday. We said yesterday felt like the day for Aaron Judge, and then Joe said, no, don't bet on him. Don't bet on him. You should have bet on him. It was the day.
Exactly. We knew it. We knew it. I was looking at it, and to be honest, I think we just moved on to another subject, and I forgot to bet it because I was going to. But he was due, right? Like, it wasn't a big surprise. He was due to hit one, and it came in quite a clutch moment. And for me, that Blue Jays fan who dropped the ball, his reaction was, he was so devastated. He was throwing things. He looked like he was going to cry. And then Matt Bushman, who is NFL reporter Sarah Walsh's husband, he's the Blue Jays pitching coach. He ends up retrieving the ball, and then she's joking she's going to divorce him for giving the ball back. But just a lot going on, and Aaron Judge ultimately gives the ball to his mom. What a guy.
Gotta do that, Joe, right? That moment where the pitching coach gave it back and his wife tweeting about a divorce, that was pretty good. That was the funniest part of the night last night as Judge hits number 61.
Yeah, what a loser dropping that baseball. I mean, come on. No, I mean, it's easy for people to laugh at him. Like, have you guys ever tried to catch a home run ball? I mean, it's not easy. Like, sitting at home on the couch in slow-mo, it looks so simple. Like, it's right to you, buddy. Catch it with your bare hands. First off, you have a guy like Judge. How hard is that ball coming in on you on your bare hands? And you've got to time it and perfectly, like you're a Major League Baseball outfielder. I love stuff like this because everybody gets involved and they put themselves into this position and they tell the world why they're idiots, that they couldn't catch the ball, that you would actually give it back, that you do this or you do that. Like, it's always so easy sitting at home. I'm happy this is over because we've been waiting for a week. And I'm still trying to, I don't know. I'm still been trying to wrap my head around how important this is. I really don't know. Because it's Maris, because we've heard about Maris for an entire life, because you're tying the American League record, but then there are so many you're behind. And then we like to think that we know everybody that used. We don't know. I love that when people say, oh, after steroids. Are you sure? Okay, what are they doing now? Because it's always been something with baseball. So that's the challenging part for me. What does this mean? I really don't know. So I just go back to the numbers. The numbers are the numbers. And if you want to write off the top whatever guys, if you want to write off the 73, the Sosa three times getting past 60, okay, I'm all right with that. But, you know, which ones are you highlighting? Which ones are you saying that's okay? Or are you only going back to the 60s? So that's always the tough part. And baseball put themselves in this pickle. And they're the sport that likes to talk about its history and its records more than any other.
Well, they do. Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable the coverage this has gotten. I've tried to figure it out, too. I guess it's the Yankees. Right? There's not much in terms of great races. We'll get to the up-for-grab playoff spots. That there's one, and then there's a race in the NL East. But I guess this is just the story of baseball this season is Aaron Judge, because the contract, he turned them down. He bet on himself. He's had a great year. It's New York, the Maris thing. But, I mean, Aaron, like Joe said, we've seen 61 home runs. I think we've seen it seven times in the last 20 years. Like, it's not that crazy. It's just this has been made a big deal.
I think it does have to go with the fact he wanted to get paid. He bet on himself. And usually when players bet on themselves, it doesn't turn out in the player's favor. So that's pretty rare. And then also the next closest batter is like 19 home runs behind Aaron Judge. So that's also impressive.
Season's too long, guys. I mean, this is week four of the NFL, and we still have a lot of major league season left. You know, that's something else. Like, there's nothing to follow outside of one division race. So that's one reason that it's so big. So when this wraps up, what are we going to be in? Week five or week six? Like, this is way too long.
We'll be ready for week five when the regular season ends. Week five.
I mean, I've always thought they should shorten it, but come on, now we're extending it. This is outrageous. This is way too long. It gets 50 degrees outside right now by me. Like, playoffs haven't started. It was pretty hot for much longer, more than most falls. It's going to be terrible out there, and that's how we're going to whatever. I mean, these are my airing of the grievances when we're supposed to be celebrating a Judge record.
I knew it was coming. Airing of the grievances, do we have the audio of this? So last night the Philly I bet on it yesterday. I felt it. I bet on the Phillies to lose. I bet on the Brewers to win. I felt like this was going to happen yesterday. It did. Cubs knock off the Phillies. The Cubs played well in the second half. I mean, you said it yesterday with the win total. So the Phillies lose again. It's 9 out of 12 now. Guys, before we even talk about the playoff thing and play this audio for you, are the Phillies going to go over their win total? 86.5. They were at 80 a week and a half ago. I don't know if they're going over.
I don't give a damn about the win total. Are they going to be in the playoffs?
No.
Joe, are they going to be in the playoffs? That's what I care about.
No, they're not. They're going to blow this. All right, so last night, after the Phillies lose 4-2 to the Cubs, here's a sampling of a caller, WIP in Philadelphia. Here's how the people are feeling.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hit it. Go.
All right, maybe we'll have it. in a few minutes. There was a caller last night with me that was just losing his mind. All right, well, they're in trouble. The Brewers are a half game out. I mean, I'll just put it that way. They're in trouble. The Phillies are in real trouble. I don't feel great about the make it. Joe, the one thing they have is the tiebreaker over the Brewers, but it's not going well.
Okay, so where are we in the loss column? Is it one? Or
that's so the one you care about? Right. So right now, as we head into play today, the Phillies are at 83-71, Brewers at 83-72. Yeah, a loss separates it.
So it's really two, right? We can say
the
that.
Brewers have to jump them. The Brewers have to jump them by a game.
Yeah, so we can say that it's two in the loss column because of the tiebreaker. Whatever. I don't know, man. I don't know. The way they're playing right now. And I know you guys are expecting it. You guys could have a 20-game lead in the East, and you would be saying the same thing, that they're going to blow it. Oh, you poor Philly sports fans. I feel so bad for you. Didn't you just recently have a Super Bowl? I mean, come on.
The Eagles get are over separate. Yourself. All the other teams
are it's losers. Not separate. No, it's separate. Not separate. You're all the same people. You're the same people. I don't feel understand. For you.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to feel for me. I just the Phillies, this is what they do. I don't Phillies, feel like they're gonna make it.
Phillies, I think a boy meets world. I don't think of champions. What was I doing putting some money down in the middle of the season?
I tried
Topanga,
to
you know?
Yes, Topanga. Corey Matthews. All right, so we get a couple of we get the Brewers Marlins today, and then we get the Cubs wrapping us series of the Phillies this afternoon. We'll pay attention to this one, but it's not going well. All right, let's go to the NFL. We got Thursday Night Football, and we will get to that game coming up in a little bit here. But we have a couple quarterback nuggets here to start today. Number one, mm-hmm. we're clear. We're in Zach Wilson starting at quarterback for the New York Jets. It's interesting. The second-year quarterbacks, that group, right, that had so much hype last year, it's mm-hmm. been like – doesn't it feel like everyone's going in separate directions this year? Trevor Lawrence did not have a good season last year. He's rising. Mac Jones obviously had the best season last year, and Mac Jones' season has been derailed with the injury and poor play so far. Justin Fields looks terrible, Aaron, and Trey Lance got hurt. And now here comes Zach Wilson again. Like, I can't wait to see if Zach Wilson could play, because I think that Jets team has some talent on offense, but I don't know about Zach Wilson. They're in Pittsburgh this
week. Yeah, I feel the same way, and it seems like they're intent on, like, proving that he can play, but I thought Joe Flacco might have been – I think maybe even. You know, Joe Flacco obviously past his prime, older, but I don't know if Zach Wilson's that much better. I need to see
it. I don't either.
I think we're more confused about the difference between QB1 and QB2 on a lot of teams. It's always a fun debate when a quarterback goes down and people reach out to bookmakers, ask what they're worth. We're all just guessing. And I'm looking forward to talking to Sam Panionovich about this at 11:20 Eastern on the show, because he always reaches out to bookmakers. But nope, who really knows? Do we know the difference between Wilson and Flacco right now? Flacco has also played better when he's been on the field early this season than we've seen in years from him too. So you have to adjust that. And Cooper Rush, better than anybody really expected him to look like. And Dak was looking worse before he went down. It's really, and so much is matchup based in this league. I think it's as confusing as ever before. Like, you think we have more information and we know more now. I think it's more confusing.
It's an assumption, right? It's all assumptions. I'm excited to talk to Sammy P too. I think I saw his tweet when he reached out to a bookmaker earlier this week about the number. I think he had the number one drop off would be Russell Wilson to Brett Rypien.
Correct.
Like, Russell Wilson's not playing well. I mean, maybe Brett Rypien's that bad. So maybe that's the reality of it, but we don't know. I mean, that is it. I mean, shouldn't Zach Wilson be a lot better than Joe Flacco? Like, the Jets got to hope he is. The Jets drafted this kid to be way better, but I don't know if he is.
That number on the Denver potential situation down the road has nothing to do with Russell Wilson, I don't think. It's about Rypien. I mean, and a lot of times when you see that big gap, that's the bigger story. It's about Jordan Love being the second biggest drop-off in the NFL. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is great. We know that, back-to-back MVPs, all that. But dropping down to Jordan Love, and it's notable only a couple guys are worth a touchdown. But we see the overreaction every single time. And we saw it earlier this week with New England. We saw the overreaction. Now, it came back a little bit, but I'm curious, once the public checks in, we know what they're going to do. They're not going to bet on the Patriots. They're going to bet on the Packers. So is that volume going to move the line at all? I think it's really fascinating, that matchup. You have the backup quarterback, double-digit spread, and a low, low total.
Yeah, let's hear from Bill Belichick yesterday talking about the Mac Jones injury. It sounds like they're trying to paint a picture where he could be back pretty quick, maybe quicker than we think. Here's Belichick yesterday on Mac Jones.
Day by day, it's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know.
Yes.
Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day. They evaluate him. Day. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So.
If it's there, they talk to you about it. Right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
Sounds to me like a day-by-day thing, Aaron, with Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah. Who's worse at, or better, I should say, clapping back at the media, Pop or Belichick? Because they both can be really good at times. Entertaining,
usually,
for sure.
Usually he doesn't clap back, though. Usually it's just him ignoring him, ignoring the questions for the most part and giving a one-word answer. The entire time, I mean, I'm seeing the roller coaster at the top. I'm hearing the step by step theme song. Like, I'm going back to these TGIF shows this morning. Step by step, day by day. It's like, God. But I love it because the media will not say, listen, he's not going to answer. I'm not going to bother asking. I like that they actually ask, even though they know they're not going to get an answer. And they do their job and they get the sound bite that everybody's probably chuckling about this morning in Boston Sports Radio.
Of course they are. I mean, my read on that is maybe this is not as severe as we thought, but I'd be shocked if he plays this weekend. Shocked. This feels like
he's not playing. Yeah, he's not playing. Look,
but maybe he is back within a week or two or three rather than 4 to 6. Like, You know, I don't think you say day by day. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's lying. But I don't think he says day by day if he's not back for 6 weeks.
Spell check and IR him. Of course he's lying. He's lying about everything he says.
Yeah. But they could have IR'd him.
Probably part gamesmanship. Probably part he is concerned and just trying to cover things up because the season hasn't got off the way he wanted it to.
Yeah, but okay. So last week at this time, the sportsbooks are playing it down the middle with Herbert. This is Mac Jones is out, right?
Right, right.
The line. Okay. Yeah. I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, they're not 10-point dogs with Mac Jones in there. That's more like 8.5 or whatever, 7, whatever, something like that.
But are they 10 with a 50% chance of Mac Jones?
Well,
I think it's out.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's out. Tonight, we got a big one. Bengals and the Dolphins. We hit that next. Sides, totals, props for Thursday Night Football here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.